Ocean's 11 director Steven Soderbergh said in 2013 that he was retiring from filmmaking. But like much of Soderbergh's work, this declaration came with a trick ending. After a very brief hiatus, he went on to direct 9 more movies, and this weekend brings the 10th, the spy thriller Black Bag. Critic Bob Mondello has this review.
We begin with the sort of show-offy long-take camera shot that opens Goodfellas, following a British MI6 agent through a London where every light seems to have a halo and a crowded neon-lit club is the perfect spot for sharing secrets. Tonight, George learns that MI6 has sprung a leak. Got to plug that leak.
How long do you think you'll need?
Give me 2 weeks.
Thousands of innocent people will die.
Okay, 1 week.
Who's the suspect?
Your wife.
Now, George's wife, Catherine, and he are the sort of close that no one in the agency questions. Played by Cate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender, they are glamorous, impeccably appointed, silky, smooth, in every sense, a team.
I can feel when you're watching me.
Sorry.
I like it.
Love won't keep George from tailing Catherine, but there are other colleagues who might have leaked the project, so he's arranged a party.
I understand this is not the casual dinner you'd prefer.
Yeah, it's an unusual group. Data scraper, 2 agents, and the in-house shrink. What are we hunting this time?
Severus.
And you think one of them took it?
Possibly.
It's been a while since we had a traitor to dinner. At least knowingly. I would have thought you'd start with polygraphs.
I wanted to try something more elegant first.
What's on the menu?
Fun and games.
Now that line caught my ear.
Will there be a mess to clean up?
With any luck.
I'd read in The Hollywood Reporter that Steven Soderbergh thought it might be interesting if Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf had been conceived as a spy thriller. Fun and Games is what that marriage-shredding play's first act is called, and one of the games the play's George proposes is Get the Guest. So once the intelligence agents arrive for dinner, game on.
We go around the table, and each of us makes a resolution. The way you might at New Year. I resolve to quit smoking, for example. But we don't make the resolution for ourselves. We make it for the person to our right.
This is a new one.
Brand new.
And it gets results, a steak knife stabbing being the least of them. There are lots of twists, some involving action sequences, but the majority having to do with things left unsaid, even in marriage. One does not ask about an assignment if it's secret, after all.
Where are you off to?
Black Bag.
One goes to a data scraper.
I need a satellite redirect. But this has to be unofficial.
Because the stakes are higher here than in Virginia Woolf.
You are one naughty husband, George.
Not just the fate of a marriage, but the fate of a world in the balance, though frankly the marriage proves more interesting.
I watch her, I assume she watches me. If she's in trouble, even of her own making, I will do everything in my power to extricate her.
My God, that's so hot.
Black Bag, on the other hand, is deliberately cool. Soderbergh and screenwriter David Koepp have made it a chilly thriller for adults, not about guns and stunt work, but about verbal fireworks and maybe just a touch of icy backstabbing, the kind that suggests you've been keeping a lot in reserve, hidden away in a black bag. I'm Bob Mondello.